Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with Erin Ennis, a new friend, but not for long. We're going to make her a longtime friend very soon. She's got a lot more to teach us now that we found her. Erin, we're like the Hotel California around here. You can, which we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So I just wanted to give you fair warning there. Erin, by the way, folks, is Senior Vice President for the U.S.-China Business Council, uschina.org. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. So check out there what they do there, folks. Erin, I feel that we're at a point in time with the U.S.-China negotiation where something clearly different from what's been done in the past three, 4 decades needs to be done. Even if it, you know, if it's something that's rough and rude and never been tried before, and maybe a little bit over the top, something different has to be done to get China's attention. But if we can get that done, if we can get the trade agreement done somehow, if we can get that done, the European deal done, and the North America deal done, we get those three deals done in the next 24 months, Erin, I believe that the global economy will leap off the ground when we get all that behind us and we start working more together. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, the good news amidst the bad news on the current China tensions is I do think that the issues that differ between the two sides is actually quite narrow. And the things that it's down to have to do with how you enforce an agreement, which is very important.
That's
when
huge
you're dealing
for
with
us.
China. That's right. What happens to all of those tariffs on both sides? Also, very, very important.
Wouldn't those automatically just go away if we get a trade deal done? Isn't it understood that the tariffs would just drop off?
Actually, no. What the
really?
Administration reportedly has been seeking is that all of the tariffs on the U.S. side at least stay in place for at least 6 months until it has a chance to evaluate whether China has complied or not.
Well, that's
a
negotiating tactic. That's a throwdown.
Perhaps, but there's with no guaranteed action on the reduction. Essentially, what we have to face the fact is that it is possible that some of these tariffs are going to be there in perpetuity.
Yeah, I hope not. But I do agree with leaving a leaving some kind of a scotch in there to kind of see what we can evaluate what's going on, and also uses a throwdown. Every good negotiator takes a throwdown into a negotiation. So that could be what that is. What do you think's going to happen? I want to get you on record here. Over the next 12 to 24 months, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think right now what we are anticipating is a meeting between the two presidents when they're all in Osaka at the end of next week. All indications are that there's not going to be an announcement coming out of that meeting of a final agreement.
But they
are
going to meet, right? The two top guys are going to meet, right?
At least for right now, we understand that those preparations are being made. But you never know. You gotta keep in mind that there's some unpredictability that we have going into all of this. But mm-hmm. I think that they will restart the negotiations. Our hope and what we have been recommending is that it is a negotiation on a very specific timeline. So, give themselves a month or whatever to work out whatever these final issues are, and then have hopefully something announced by the time the fall comes around. That might be a little ambitious. And if the meeting doesn't go well when the two presidents are in Japan, then, we're recommending to companies they keep in mind it might not be till the end of the year before this gets resolved.
Do you believe that the President Xi's believes that he's dealing with a serious negotiator in President Trump who's not playing games? Do you believe he thinks that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And frankly, I think in many ways this meeting between the two presidents is essential because it's very clear that for both governments, the final decision maker on whether a deal can be reached are those two presidents.
Yeah, there's no question. And you know what, Erin, I just think if we can find a way to do business. Okay, let's disagree about other things, but let's don't disagree about business. I mean, there's too much. Nothing bad's going to happen to China if the U.S. is successful. Nothing bad's going to happen to the U.S. if China's successful. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that is absolutely right, and I think we do actually have some allies within the Chinese government that are willing to use the situation to try to make some progress. I think they recognize it'll make their own companies more competitive globally to have that competition from American and other foreign companies. Let's take advantage of that.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the leadership you and your team are demonstrating. Aaron, will you come back again real soon?
I would be happy to, Jim.
We'd love to have you back on the show. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. USChina.org, folks, that's their website. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.